This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, all, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm joined in the studio by
Lily Chai.
And if you want to get in touch with our show today, you can get us on
WhatsApp at 018-789-8899 or on Twitter at BFM Radio.
Okay, today we are talking a little bit about digital upskilling. In the modern work environment driven by technology, digital upskilling has become more crucial as employees seek to adapt in the new environment while addressing skill gaps that could make them redundant or even obsolete. We'll be discussing what digital upskilling means and how MDEX My Wit program aims to help bring more Malaysians into the digital industry. You can apply before the 31st of August for MyWit incentives. And if you head over to mdec.my/MyWit, you can find out more information there. Terms and conditions, of course, do apply. And this show is indeed brought to you by the Malaysian Digital Economy Corporation, or MDEC. So, as we know, the world is constantly evolving, especially in the technology space, and serious efforts need to be taken to upskill and keep up with the times. Some of us kind of get left behind, right? Those of us that are getting on a little bit, especially. Anyway, in today's increasingly connected world, opportunities abound in areas covering learning, professional development, and much more. Digital upskilling can enable a person to maximize the potential of such opportunities. Cutting-edge technologies like AI or big data should not be feared, but understood to capitalize on their benefits. And while process-oriented capabilities of machines will automate certain skills and tasks, there's still a role for humans to play, especially when it involves problem-solving, social skills, analysis, and conflict resolution. There's just some things the machines cannot do just yet. Yeah. And to be clear, digital upskilling does not just apply to low-skilled jobs. Everyone can benefit from it. Most industries will have to plug skill gaps with digital upskilling to ensure they are not left behind.
And according to the World Economic Forum estimates, more than half of employees will require significant reskilling by 2020. Too, which is four more months. An APWC study from 2020 found that companies with the most advanced upskilling programs saw three times the improvement in innovation. And according to PWC, there are a few strategies, strategic areas organizations should focus on when it comes to upskilling, and identifying skill gaps, for example, and mismatches as a starting point, and choosing what to prioritize, and coming up with an upskilling strategy that is future-proof and addresses the skill gaps that might otherwise impact business value deliverables, and growing and encouraging a culture that is conducive to an organization's upskilling efforts, development, and deployment of programs that can harness the organization's culture to deliver an effective learning experience. Lastly, evaluating the ROI from the implemented upskilling program is also important to benchmark the transformation and its benefits. Right, some of the higher demand digital skills includes data analytics, and which is the science of analyzing and studying raw data to draw conclusions about gathered information. And secondly, diving into understanding AI and how it can be used to better workflow and processes. Lastly, the robotic process automation ecosystem, which encompasses software that automates digital tasking.
So if you're looking at opening up opportunities in the modern age and well into the future, you want to be looking at robust digital skill sets. Things like blockchain programming skills would be highly sought after, as the World Economic Forum estimated that a tenth of global GDP will be stored in the blockchain by 2027, despite some people still thinking that it's a flash in the pan. Study also predicted that governments will be collecting taxes via blockchain for the first time by 2023. AI would also be seen as creating new job opportunities due to the wide application of this technology. The skill gap in this particular field is wide-ranging, and many entities are already making efforts to upskill into this area. And according to LinkedIn, hiring for the AI field has climbed 74% in just the last four years. Industries that are hiring based on artificial intelligence related skills include medicine, robotics, engineering, information management, and marketing. User experience or user interface, or more commonly known as UX UI design, is also projected to see a marked growth in job demand. Almost every business needs an online presence in the modern age of doing business.
So what does MyWit offer? Right. So MyWit is a program under MDEC to incentivize and spur businesses to hire Malaysians for the digital tech industry via subsidies covering salary and training. Mm-hmm. So the MyWit program offers job seekers the opportunity to acquire a job within the digital industry and obtain training for highly sought after digital skill sets. And it aims to create 6,000 job placements in the digital tech and business service roles. And this initiative is funded by the Malaysian government in a bid to encourage employers to hire unemployed Malaysians. And it is also centered around building a workforce to meet the demand for digital business service jobs and higher value digital tech-based careers. And there are two programs under the MyWit program, which is the Digital Business Services for fresh graduates and unemployed Malaysians. And the second one is Digital Tech Apprenticeship for unemployed Malaysians who are keen to dipping their toes into data science, software development, and cybersecurity.
So this list of incentives includes salary subsidies of up to 2,600 ringgit per person per month for up to 6 months. The minimum salary is set at 2,000 ringgit a month for a period of 6 months. There are also subsidies for in-house or external training that is to be conducted. And in-house training is capped at 5,000 ringgit per person with a minimum of 40 hours.
So for external training, it can be up to 8,000 ringgit per person that is claimable without specifying a minimum duration for live training. And however, for online training, participants need to complete a minimum of 20 hours to be eligible for training incentives. So to hear more about the importance about digital upskilling and MDEC's MyWit program, we'll be speaking to Gopi Ganesalingam, the Senior Vice President of Ecosystem Development at MDEC, shortly.
Yep, that'll be all coming up after the break. So if you want to get in touch with us again, the WhatsApp number is 018-789-8899. Twitter, we're available at BFM Radio. And if you're only just joining us, we're talking about digital upskilling. And this show is brought to you by the Malaysian Digital Economy Corporation, MDEC. We'll be right back after these messages and some music from the Rolling Stones and Mary Clayton with Gimme Shelter here on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Balanced Frank Medium, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Lily Chai.
Today we're speaking about digital upskilling. It's become more crucial as employees seek to adapt in the new environment while addressing skills gaps that could make them redundant or obsolete. We are discussing what digital upskilling means and how MDEC's MyWit program aims to help bring more Malaysians into the digital industry. If you apply before the 31st of August for the MyWit incentives, you can find out more over at mdec.my/mywit. Of course, terms and conditions apply. And this show is brought to you by the Malaysian Digital Economy Corporation, or MDEC. We were just discussing a few of the things earlier on today, Lily, and I said to you, back in the 90s, long time ago for some of us, stuff like digital upskilling would have been considered, you know, how to use Microsoft Office, how to use Microsoft Word and Excel and that kind of stuff. And now things have obviously changed so rapidly. We're talking about things like UX and UI design and artificial intelligence and even cloud computing skills, you know. And it was last year, in 2021, cloud computing had a market share of $406 billion US dollars, but it's expected to grow over the next year to $663 billion US dollars. You know,
I do see the benefit of it, you know, because I used to work in the digital marketing space, and they often, and because these skills, they are always upgrading itself.
Yeah.
So you always have to keep up with the trends to understand how to work things like ads, which is so important in the digital marketing space. So although I dread always to go for these courses because it's online, there's no real people interaction whatsoever, but when you really see the application and see how your business will grow through learning and upskilling yourself, I really see the benefit and how it will really help your business in this space.
I also think that digital natives have taken the whole upskilling things. Right. It's a natural thing for them as right. well, because, you know, even their favorite, I say their, and I include myself in this, of course, as well. Favorite apps, whether or not it's Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or Twitter, are constantly evolving and constantly right. changing. So you're constantly having to learn new skills within those apps. Mm. You know, it's not quite the same, but it puts you in that mindset, right. I would argue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, would you agree with that?
I would. Yeah. And I think because people, we always find you don't know what you want until they give it to you. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a very important aspect when it comes to, you know, making yourself you were saying, right, Instagram had a new feature.
Yeah
what is it again?
Priority DMs.
Is something that we never thought we need.
Yeah,
but who knows, maybe we can't live with it one day, you know?
I mean, from what I understand, it's from some of the the accounts that have large amounts of followers and might receive a lot of DMs regularly, and if they interact with somebody amongst those DMs regularly, then it flashes up as a priority kind of notification. So I guess it's a way of kind of filtering through some of the spam stuff in some ways. And I could see how that could be very useful for people who have large Instagram accounts.
Constantly learning the consumer patterns.
Yeah.
It's so important.
Yeah, and especially if you're selling stuff online as well, and you have a bunch of regular customers who, but enough from us. We should probably hear from somebody who has a little bit more of an experience in this and knows a little bit more. Gopi Ganesalingam, he is the Senior Vice President, of course, for Ecosystem Development over at MDEC. Gopi, just laid out for us, what digital skills do employers need to level up their organizations with?
Actually, it's no doubt that the pace of technology adoption has been accelerating at a great speed, with or without COVID-19 pandemic, right? So although the pandemic has certainly given rise to technology adoption, a global shift in the future of work is inevitable, and companies should be prepared to respond to this. Because according to the digital talent snapshot in Malaysia, I think quarter four 2021, the fastest growing skills across Malaysia, Southeast Asia and Asia is data analytics. Mm. Locally, the top 10 fastest growing skills in 2021 are data analytics, analytic skills, Python, finance, IT, Amazon Web Services, computer science, Adobe, data entry. So for employees, it was operational analytics, data management, data visualization, and domain knowledge that were the four top business and organization skills that are seen needed by the employees to survive in the next five years or so. So technical skills that's required are specialties that are like statistical techniques, computing, data analytics, algorithms, as well as data science engineering principles. So a lot of jargon here, but I think what we're reading is it's all about analytics. It's about data. These are things that, whether it's coding or reading or visualizing, it's all about data.
Mm. Gopi, can you share what skills does the market need right now?
Well, we have observed for 2021 that the most required skill for digital talents in Malaysia and Asia remain analytical skills, right? So, but however, for Southeast Asia, software development appears to be the most required in 2021. And back home in Malaysia, the common skill requirement in digital job vacancies are analytics skills, computer science, software development, engineering, SQL programming, JavaScript, cloud computing, Java and information technology. I'm saying it all out in detail because I want to encourage those unemployed or reskilled or fresh graduates who have come out from university with these sort of skill sets to go there brave enough and apply for these jobs.
And what kind of digital skills will help employees be more marketable?
So based on the LinkedIn Talent Insight throughout 2021, the fastest growing skills across the region are data analytics skills and analytical skills. And it is probably the same for Malaysia as well.
Mm. So within a company, right, what does digital literacy mean?
Well, that's a fully loaded question. So while the world has been rapidly like moving towards technology adoption, digital literacy is seen as one of the crucial elements to navigate the evolving business environment. In fact, the future is about navigating in this digital world. So digital literacy suggests that means of having the skills you need to live, you need to learn to work within this digital environment where communication and access to information will be very much dependent on how well you navigate to obtain this data. So has Malaysia's lead digital economy agency, MDEC. It's cognizant of its role to support effort to strengthen the digital literacy, not just among the youth, but to all potential job seekers and university leavers. So because we believe digital literacy could be enhanced through programs that we build from ground up, targeting right from school children, such as the My Digital Maker Fair, to Digital Innovator Program, DIP, and the Cikgu Juara Digital, and up to the university students, such as the premier digital tech institutions. So MyWit, specifically, coming back to MyWit, the program helps to expedite the reskilling and upskilling of Malaysians, including those who have lost their jobs and have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Mm. Brilliant. Thank you, Gopi. That, of course, was Gopi Ganesalingam, the Senior Vice President of Ecosystem Development for MDEC. If you want to find out more, of course, you can head over to the website. It is mdec.my/mywit. Of course, terms and conditions do apply. Did you learn anything from that?
Yeah, the only thing that I see clearly now is digital. Going digital is the future. Mm. It's inevitable for every industry.
We've spoken about this, you know, so many times. And when companies now say, "Oh, we're going digital," it doesn't mean you're getting a website. It doesn't mean you're getting an Instagram account.
Yeah, it's not just like building a website and just leave it there. I'm digital. No,
no, you're not. No, yeah. You're not. Anybody can do that now. Anyway, that's all the time myself and Lily have for today. But we'll be back, of course, same time tomorrow. Same time, same place at noon here for Enterprise Biz Bytes. Don't go anywhere, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay with Desmond Chan, the general manager of TVB International. It's a name synonymous with the golden age of Hong Kong entertainment, featuring a variety of cult classic TV series and cantopop talents. But 5 decades on, has the demand for Cantonese language content dwindled? How does it seek to rejuvenate its lineup and expand its talent pool? Desmond, the general manager of TVB International, came on the Breakfast Grill this morning to talk about the challenges in finding talent, producing content while ensuring profits, and maybe even discovering the next Chow Yun Fat here in Malaysia. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. To take us up there, some music from the Smashing Pumpkins with Perfect here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.